sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. 2 weeks ago, I shared the real story, my frustration, with how difficult the Small Business Administration can be. While I still have a confusing economic injury loan in process, I was able to successfully snag a separate payroll loan through Redwood Capital Bank. Commonly known as the PPP, this payroll loan is meant to solve the temporary payroll problems of businesses so they can continue employing their crew. As one of the few local SBA-approved lenders, Redwood Capital Bank was exceptional and made the process easy. I wish I could work with them on my other loan application, but unfortunately, the EIDL must be done between myself and the government. It's a great thing seeing retail businesses reopen and welcome back their customers. During the pandemic, I noticed an interesting trend, and I have a theory that might be right. During the stay-at-home order, my customers were almost all beginners, people that realized that if they were going to be forced to stay at home for a long time, then they might as well learn how to play guitar. Beginners are great, and the more the merrier, but the people that I didn't see in the last month and a half were the professionals and the semi-pros. The men and women that have paid weekend gigs, or in some cases work even harder on their music, performing several times a week in different locations around Humboldt County and beyond. I found it striking that during the pandemic, I saw almost no professional musicians. I guess the reason why is because all their gigs and events were canceled. Many of my professional and semi-pro customers, well, they rely on the monies from these performances. To make matters worse, I think some of these musicians probably have put off certain chores and tasks around the house that their spouse has wanted them to do, well, for months or maybe even years. For many gigging musicians, having to go to work a gig has always been a great way to get out of that honey-do list. To add to the insult, the sports channel has no games, so there's no good excuses for not doing what your spouse asks. In other news, last week was a win for the radical left environmentalists that have so much power in Humboldt County as the county's planning commission voted 4-2, denying a Eureka sign business from fixing their own billboard that fell over in a storm last year. This decision should send a chill through anyone that believes in private property rights, free market economics. Since when did the landscape preferences of very loud environmentalists outweigh the private property rights of landowners and those who own billboard signs? In the times we live in, with a contraction in business, the likes of which we've never seen, the last thing we should do is restrict a business's ability to access billboards. It almost makes you think that these anti-growth, anti-thinking, anti-free enterprise organizations like having people staying at home, not driving on the roads, not living their lives.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.